Dora from Pasadena writes to us. She says, when the dryer's running, we're getting moisture on the flooring on the other side of the wall, Tom. She says, we had a company come out and clean the dryer vent, and it's still happening. She adds that she just had flooring put down along with everything else recovering from Harvey. She's wondering if the company didn't know what they were doing when they installed this.
Well, I can't say much about the company that installed it. I have no idea. But it sounds like there's either, if it's the dryer, that means there's a break in the ductwork inside the wall. And so how to get to it, might have to tear a little of the sheetrock. People are always afraid to tear up sheetrock, but it's really inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And you can get Rudy to come cut a big old hole in there if you want. Or you can cut a hole and fix what you need to fix and have him come back and fix the sheetrock there. It's not a big deal. That's why we use it as wall coverings on the inside. But sounds like there's a break in the ductwork if it's actually from her dryer. Now, if there's a whole giant puddle of water, it's not going to be from the dryer. That means before she did, before she dried her clothes, she probably washed her clothes. And maybe there's a leak in the plumbing that's finding its way through after the cycle. But chances are, if it's the dryer, it's going to be a break in the duct. And it's just a lot of humidity coming out because that's what dryers do.
Yeah, those washers and dryers tend to travel in pairs. It's true.
That's what I mean. You just never know. But, I mean, it's not going to leave a puddle of water. If it's leaving just signs of humidity, then, yeah, dryer, it could be a broken duct.